We have made it to see another week. Oh, baby, listen, how are you doing? How are you feeling? I have not talked to you since last week. What's up? What happened? You know, what you gonna do about it? You gonna cry about it? You gonna boss up? First of all, I'm gonna do both. Listen, we have made it. We are here. And not only are we are here, guys, this is the first week of a new chapter for me. You know, 421 was a real holiday. And let me tell you something about life. So let me go ahead and hit us with our affirmation for today's experience. And also a disclaimer, I got y'all in a trap with me today. We are here live from the Amazon station to pick up you guys' packages, okay? When I tell y'all that this transition, these transitions, y'all are really going to be thugging with me. And then when I go ahead and share all of the yumminess in the group chat, hey, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Let's bring it to the table. So it's only right for me to hit us with our mantra, the OG of the all the OGs, because baby, when I tell y'all that I have been encouraging myself, I am so fucking proud of myself. So let's go ahead and hit one time for the one time, okay? Oh, I didn't tell you how I am. I asked you how you are, but I didn't tell you how I am. I am a 10 out of 10, baby. Like, I'm so proud of myself. I am so proud of myself. But long story long, I am a 10 out of 10. But let's go ahead. Repeat after me. Are you ready? Okay. Keep going. The person that you are and the person that you are becoming deserves it. One more time. Keep going. The person that you are and the person that you are becoming deserves it. Let me tell y'all something about life. The way that this transition, and not only this transition, but the experiences that I've been experiencing have been doing everything but trying to let me go. First of all, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. My monthly cleanse came on right before my birthday. And when I tell y'all, it had me in a headlock. Like, the cramps were, like, cramping. Like, I went to my girl to go get my nails, 1-2-1-2. Got my toes, 1-2-1-2. And I treated myself because normally I get a color change. But this time I did an overlay on my nails because I noticed that since I've been getting gel just to polish on my nails that it's not lasting as long as I would like for them to. And as much as I invest, hey, I need to get my money worth. So I normally just get a polish change and I may get a pedicure every other month or something like that. Because, baby, let me tell you something about this body scrub that I use and this hand glove that I also use to help me keep myself exfoliated. Baby, it's mango something, but it be making me smell all yummy. Anyway, let me get back to it. So I went to go see my girl Sophie, and she is so funny, y'all. Sophie is so fucking hilarious to me, like hollering. And it was crazy because her monthly was on the same time as my monthly, and we were talking, and she was like, how long? Because she was asking me, was I okay? And I was like cramping during the duration of my service, and it wasn't like TKO, but it was thugging. You feel what I'm saying? It was real life thugging, and I don't like to take medicine, so you know, I was thugging. And so towards the end of my session with her, she was like, are you okay? Because I was like trying to adjust myself because they was coming through like some no limit motherfucking soldiers. And I told her, I was like, no, my stomach is cramping. She was like, well, did you eat? I was like, no, it's my monthly. She was like, me too. She said, how long? I said, normally 5 to 6 days. She said, oh no, that's too long. And I bust out laughing. She said, 3 days only for me. But anyway, long story long, my monthly came on right before my cycle. My hair did not turn out how I envisioned it. On top of that, it rained on my birthday. It was like 80% the day was, it just gave it to the rain. You feel what I'm saying? And if you know, you know. I do not like to be out and about in the rain. And so this birthday was really, really a call of action to return back home. Like, y'all, I'm so proud of myself. Like, I share all of that, but there are so many other things that are going on in the mix of this newness, the mix of this current transition that I'm in. And y'all, let me tell y'all something about life. And even in the mix of the transition that I'm currently in, like, I can't wait to talk about it in a group chat. Do you hear me? Because, baby, the way that your girl is growing out here, I am so fucking proud of myself, the woman that I was, and the woman that I am becoming. And last year after, damn, y'all, these years just be passing by. Not last year, but 10-10-2022, after choosing myself and going through a season of learning more about myself after that heartbreak, and then applying what I learned to all of my experiences when it comes to my boundaries, when it comes to who I am, who I'm becoming, what I deserve, all that good yumminess. Like, I went through a real life hermit season. So my birthday this year looked extremely different from the past few birthdays. And what I mean by that is, like, you can tell that people are having to relearn me again. Like, they have to get to know me again. And at first, it felt a little isolated, but at the same time, rewarding, because I know that I am starting off on a solid foundation. And let me tell y'all something. Like, I don't like all of the birthday wishes on Facebook. Y'all know Facebook is my jam, but when, you know, people write all of the stuff on your wall, like, happy birthday, like, some of those people you don't even talk to throughout the year. And that's something else I'm going to do. Take inventory on my friend list, because, like, I want to be social on social media. And not only in social media, but if you're in my inner circle, like, we thugging. Even if it's a dot. No K dot, no Kendrick Lamar. But even if it's a dot, when it comes to my inner circle, like, I love the fact that I know me. And I know what I require of me and the work that I have put in. And y'all, if y'all only knew all of the deeds with this transition, y'all, let me tell y'all something about life. And so I saw a post, I think it was on Instagram, that spoke to, hold on one second, that spoke to when your birthday come up and, like, all of the randomness that's attached to it. And it reads, and let me go ahead and put a disclaimer out here. Like, for those that are thoughtful and that think of me and that truly rock with me, I appreciate it. You get what I'm saying? I'm just learning that a lot of the holidays and a lot of the things that come with certain holidays and traditions, like, if we're not locked in like that, like, say, for instance, if it's my birthday and you really don't know me like that and you decide to try to gift me something, and I've been this way for a while, like, I've been vocal about the things that I like, the things that I don't like, I would prefer just, like I said, a review if I have impacted you in some form of way, or a gem that you've received from me. Not go out and spend your money and you really don't know the depth of who I am. Don't do it. Because, you know, I come from a people-pleasing culture where we want to ensure that others are pleased. But when it comes to me, baby, a word of affirmation or something that you've received from me, whether it's a gem or a story that I have shared here, experience that I've shared here, or even in real life. You get what I'm saying? And so somebody on Instagram said, telling people happy birthday on Instagram be feeling like jury duty. You know, when people's birthdays are coming up and maybe you really don't talk to that person like that often or whatever the case may be, but that then makes you, you should then dive into self and realize who you're connected to on social, if that makes sense. And so that's why I said I need to go ahead and look through my friend list and my Instagram list, because those things are, what, 2015 plus old? You get what I'm saying? So we're gonna have to dive deeper. But I don't know who else needs to hear this outside of myself, the continued encouragement that I've been giving myself these over, calm down, everybody calm down, since I've been transitioning through all of the experiences and all of the things, but don't allow your hermit season, a season of transition, to trick you out of the reward. What I mean by that is when you've known something your entire life, you get accustomed to it. Think about what it's going to take for you to readjust and realign. When you step outside of your trauma, your pain, what you thought was your story, a lot of stuff change. A lot of stuff shifts for the greater, as it should. Don't allow that hermit season where you may feel misunderstood, where you may feel isolated, to trick you out of your magic. Though everything tried to do everything except let me loose upon my birthday. And y'all know I love my birthday crown. Like, I couldn't even wear my birthday crown. Y'all know after my birthday, I wear all up until the end of the month, baby. I couldn't do that. But the peace, the growth that I was able to acknowledge, man, that's a gift that I had been praying for consistently for a while, for me to be able to, like, heal, like, really, truly identify. And I didn't know that's what I was doing at the time, because, again, all of that kind of stuff, healing, evolving, all of that comes with some form of newness. And that newness may feel like torture, because you are walking away, you are shedding away all of the things that you thought you knew about yourself, and you're walking into a brand new experience. You get what I'm saying? And so I was literally driving this week and came to tears listening to Sis Trust Your Intuition podcast, because she was talking about the rebirth and, like, the seventh year and the symbolic of that. And when I thought about where I was 7 years ago, the things that I put myself through, the things that I embraced due to the lack of not truly knowing myself, tears just came to my eyes, y'all. Tears just really came to my eyes. So listen, even when I was heading here to the station for my route, I saw this man look like he was either leaving from work or going to work walking. By any means necessary, whatever discomfort that you have to grow through in order to become you, go through it, because, baby, it's rewarding. Okay, and then look. Something else I got to share with y'all. Now, I wish I would have known this before I known this, but I stumbled across this show called The Never Ever Meets on HBO Max. And the reason why I say I wish I would have known this before I known this is because I like to binge watch shows. And obviously, this is a new show, so that was the first episode. And when I tell y'all, I can't wait to catch up. So listen, if you vibing with me, let me know. Like, let me know. Because, baby, when I tell you this show got me, I am invested. So look, do what is necessary for you to become you. Remove the people pleasing, remove the expectations, the traditions, and follow what makes your soul happy. Listen, it's such a beautiful reward, because after you've done that, everything else will be based on that foundation. When I say that home is where I am because I've created that within myself, baby, y'all know I love structure, okay? I'm learning to still take my structure in the mix of transitions and everything else. Y'all, I'm so fucking proud of how I've been thugging everything that's been coming my way. You hear me? So listen, go out, pop your big one. Know that big people do not make other people feel small or belittled. Know that you are the big one, not the little one. Hello, and most importantly, when a journey starts doing what the journey is equipping for you to do and it get challenging, baby, keep going. The person that you are and the person that you are becoming deserves it. And I say it to yourself, keep going. The person that I am and the person that I am becoming deserves it. Before you slide from our experience today, I got to know, did anything resonate with you during our experience today? If so, please be sure to share this episode with 3 of your big ones. And if you are not already connected with the biggest experience on IG. Please head over to IG at The Biggest Experience, and everything else that you need to know to stay in contact will be in the bio. But listen, back that thing on up like Juvie real quick. Before you go out into the world and pop your big one, I need you to affirm that you are the biggest. You are the big one, not the little one, okay? Go out, have an amazing day. Know that everything that you need is within. And until next time, later.